AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. President Donald Trump spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. In his speech, he said, Americans need God.
I really believe you can't be happy without religion, without that belief. I really believe it. I just don't see how you can be. So let's bring religion back. Let's bring God back into our lives.
The Trump administration has already dialed back aspects of a proposal to take ownership of Gaza. That was after it was widely rejected internationally. The White House said the relocation of Palestinians would be temporary. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the Palestinian people deserve their own land and nation.
We must reaffirm the two-state solution. Any durable peace will require tangible, irreversible, and permanent progress toward the two-state solution, an end to the occupation, and the establishment of an independent Palestinian state with Gaza as an integral part.
Honeywell, one of the last remaining U.S. industrial conglomerates, will split into three independent companies. That's following in the footsteps of manufacturing giants like General Electric and Alcoa. One of baseball's top free agents of the offseason is staying put in the Big Apple. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
A person familiar with the deal tells the Associated Press that first baseman Pete Alonso is staying with the New York Mets, agreeing to a two-year $54 million contract. The agreement was subject to a successful physical. Alonso, who turned 30 on December 7th, will get a $10 million signing bonus and can opt out after the 2025 season. Nicknamed the Polar Bear, Alonso became a Citi Field fan favorite as a homegrown member of the Mets. He hit 226 homers over his first six seasons in New York and became a four-time All-Star. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Markets are looking for direction.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is drifting in early trading as gains for fashion brands and cigarette makers help offset drops elsewhere in the market. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in early trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was essentially flat. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, and Philip Morris International helped lead the market following their latest earnings reports. Treasury yields were holding relatively steady in the bond market ahead of Friday's report on the job market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note was little changed at 4.42%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A U.S. military contracted plane crashed in a rice field in the southern Philippines, killing all four people on board. That's according to the U.S. Embassy and Philippine officials. The Civil Aviation Authority of the Philippines confirmed the crash of a light plane. It did not immediately provide any other details. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.